Well, hello and welcome to the Hopkin and P6 podcast. I'm Bill Carrozza, principal of Harold Martin and Maple Street Schools. It's an honor to be here. If you've been following the podcast for years back at Harold Martin, you know that I've done monthly podcasts for a long time, but they are kind of lengthy to produce, and I'm not sure we'll go back to that format or not, 20-30 minute sort of thing, but I'll definitely do this podcast, which is much shorter and easier to produce and probably more timely. So I hope you enjoy it. We'll talk about some dates today, some major things coming up, and I want to introduce to you, without her being here, at some point we'll interview her, our new assistant principal, Amy Doyle, and you'll get a chance to meet her at the first PTA meeting coming up real soon. And lots of events happening, so let me go right into it. So the fourth grade welcome back event is coming up on the 31st of August at 5 to 6 p.m. That's an opportunity that's been going on for quite some time for the fourth grade kids and their parents to get to know some of the teachers in fourth grade, not just the classroom teachers, but also the music teachers and the art teacher and phys ed and so on. We have a lot of new staff this year. And, of course, I'm new to Maple Street, kind of, as well as our wonderful assistant principal, Amy. So you'll get a chance to meet all of them and just, you know, hang out and enjoy. It'll probably be a very warm night. We'll do just an hour, 5 to 6. Again, that's on the 31st of August. We have a kindergarten visitation going back a little younger here at Harold Martin School. That's a yearly thing. It's going to be on September 1st, the next day, from 9 to 9:45. You can come to Harold and meet the teacher. Your kids can meet the teacher, too. Bring the kids. And also, we'll have a school bus there if you want your child to get on the school bus, if they're going to be riding that, and get just a feel for it ahead of time. And again, a very informal sort of open house event. First day of school after Labor Day this year. It's the longest summer we've ever had. It's certainly in my time and over 30 years as an educator. I have to admit, I liked it this year, though, because I needed the extra time. So first day of school is the 6th of September, of course, the day after Labor Day. PTA, first PTA meeting is the next night, 6:30 p.m., the 7th of September. And again, in addition to some business items, you'll have a chance to meet Amy. She'll be on hand. And so if you want to meet our new assistant principal, you can do that. I'll talk about that a little bit more in terms of our roles in a second. The HMS open house is going to be on the 14th of September from 6 to 7. We're going a little bit earlier. Our thought was that kids might need to get to bed a little bit earlier, and 6:30 to 7:30 got them home at 8 o'clock, and after getting ready, it might not be till 9 o'clock for some of the little ones to get to bed. So, again, Harold Martin's 9:14, Maple Street's 9:15. That is the date, September 14th and 15th, 6 to 7 p.m. for both of them. By the way, we have a new website, and an announcement will go out. As I record this, it's probably going to be opening this afternoon. I'm talking right now on the 26th, the Friday afternoon. So the new website will be, I think, easier to navigate. It'll look nicer, a little more pleasing to the eye, and we hope to refresh all the content. Some of the content on there was a little bit old, so hopefully we'll keep up to that. And all these dates will be there. There's a calendar on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side is some quick links, including this podcast, which is probably what you click to hear it. So I hope you enjoy that. I want feedback. And speaking of that, there's a couple things on there that I'd like you to check out under the news and announcements. There's a link for a PTA survey. We're looking this year at PTA to do a better job of getting speakers, getting the speakers you might want to hear and the topics you might want to learn about. So it's a little one-question survey monkey. Hit the link and give us some ideas. Is it financial stuff? Is it technology and safety? Is it curriculum? Is it instruction? Is it smarter balance? And what is it? And we'd like to meet your needs a little bit better through PTA and the speakers and topics that that might help you out as a community member or as a parent. So check that out. Another Survey Monkey, another link on there you'll see, is to name our new newsletter. Now, you know, at Harold Martin, you might know this. It was called the Parent Flash long before my time at Harold Martin. Probably somewhere in the 80s or 90s it was named. And then branching out was the name they gave the Maple Street newsletter. But we're going to combine the newsletters this year. It's going to be one elementary newsletter. And I'm just calling it elementary newsletter, which is a pretty boring name. So if you can come up with something, vote, have your child vote. We'll get a lot of names in the top two or three. I'll put out there in another vote. And hopefully by next month, we'll have a brand new name, something a bit more exciting the newsletter than just simply newsletter. Okay, let me talk about Amy a little bit, and I'll get her on the air, so to speak, soon. Amy Doyle is her name, D-O-Y-L-E. She spent 17 years as a teacher, teacher leader, math teacher, special ed teacher in Bow. Really, her whole career was in Bow, right next door. She's from Concord, She has been a wonderful partner for me this summer. I could not be happier. She's going to be a wonderful assistant to not just me, but all the teachers, to the kids, to you. She really enjoys what she does. She's a veteran educator, and I'm really proud to be working with her. What we're going to be doing is we'll probably work 2 days. Don't quote me, but probably Monday and Tuesday I'll be at Harold Martin and she'll be at Maple Street. Then we'll switch Wednesday and Thursday. We'll probably rotate Friday. You know, we have a lot of meetings between the two of us, and so that has to be split up. Of course, when I took over Maple Street as well as Harold Martin, there was no expectation I would do that alone because you really just couldn't manage two schools alone. The schools are not huge in terms of numbers. Harold Martin's about 275. Maple Street's about 210, so a little under 500 for both schools together. But we'll be sharing a lot of the duties, a lot of things I'll be doing alone. And, of course, you can count on either one of us at any time. If you have any questions or comments, of course, email is the easiest. She's A. Doyle, A-D-O-Y-L-E, at HopkinsSchools.org, and I'm W. Carozza, C-A-R-O-Z-Z-A, at HopkinsSchools.org. But you probably know that. And feel free to check out our website. All that information is there as well. So we're really excited. You'll get a chance to meet Amy, and she's got a couple kids, married, again, lives in Concord, and just very excited to be joining us here in Hopkinton. We've had a fun summer, a crazy summer, but a good summer. A lot of hiring, a lot of new people, a lot of organization. And although I've been in the district for my 17th year now, I still have a lot to learn about Maple Street, so as does Amy, with both schools, I guess. So that's it's exciting and it's a good time. So feel free to stop by the schools, although you'll see one of us more than likely. At most times, almost all times, one of us will be in one building or the other. And we'll learn how to navigate that as the year goes on. One thing I want to say to close a little bit is our enrollment is increasing dramatically. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me right now. I probably will for some of the events we're hosting soon, but we have 70 kindergarten kids. That's one of the largest in my time at Harold Martin School. We did not expect that. As you know, we went to 4 classrooms. We're going to be getting close to 20 kids per class in sixth grade. And of course, as you know, we might know, we added a sixth grade class this year too. But first grade is large. First grade is going to be close to 20 for 3 classes. So something's going on. People are moving into town. It's a great town. Why not? And I think, like to think the schools are part of that, but I think a lot of it is just the really cool community that Hopkinton is, and the fact that there's so much support, I think, among the neighbors and the people. And of course, I've always felt that, even though I'm not a resident. So that's enough for today, I think. I'll post this and get it on the web for you all. And I spent some time in the South today this year on vacation, so I'm probably going to say you all way too much. My wife and I drove down to the Tennessee and back and took a week off. It was a lot of fun, but a lot of work when I came back, but it's all good. So again, if you have any questions, comments, if you're a new parent, feel free to email or call. One way to always get a hold of me is through email. I check it constantly. Again, it's W. Carozza, C-A-R-O-Z-Z-A, at HopkinsSchools.org. You can also call either school. One way is just to call Harold Martin at 746-3473, and then go extension 1222, and that you can leave a voicemail, and I get it via email. So no matter where I am, I'll get your voicemail. I have a little audio file that lands in my email box, and we'll be sure to get back to you. There's always a 24-hour rule for any of us in the district to get back to parents, and I like to do a lot sooner than that. So that's it. That's the Hopkinton P6 podcast. I'm Bill Carozza, principal at Harold Martin and Maple Street Schools. Have a great start to the year, and really enjoy. Thank you.